TED Audio Collective.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva. A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. When we say someone's going through a midlife crisis, we might have stereotypes or even judgments about that person. Most of us consider a midlife crisis to be a challenging period for our adult identities. But could this dip in self-confidence be a more expansive time in our lives than we give it credit for? Pash is a brand strategist, designer, and instructor at UCLA's Design Communication Arts Program. And today, he asks us to redefine that midlife crisis label so we can ultimately embrace it.
I'm a brand strategist and a designer. I'm also a white guy in his 40s with receding salt and pepper hair who drives a fast car. The very first time that I ever felt the painful grip of midlife crisis was in 1984. I was 13, sitting in my room, listening to a Doors record, and it dawned on me that Jim Morrison, one of my heroes, had died at age 27. In fact, a lot of my artist heroes had died at 27. This was not good, because I was 13 and a half, and I realized that if I were to only live to 27, I was already halfway there. For a couple of weeks, this put me into a real slump. Okay, so if you're thinking to yourself, this guy sounds a little confused about what a midlife crisis is, you're right, but so are you, because midlife crisis doesn't mean what you think it means. A midlife crisis is a dip in a person's satisfaction with their life and in their self-confidence. This dip happens about halfway through our life expectancy. But that is not what the term midlife crisis has come to mean in our contemporary culture. Most of the time that term is used, we're talking about someone, a person who's engaged in irresponsible, immature, sometimes even destructive behavior. Example, I can't believe your husband's leaving you for a 25-year-old yoga instructor. How does that happen? Well, clearly he's going through a midlife crisis, right? Now, to a brand strategist like me, when there is such a disconnect between what something is and what something is perceived as, that is a branding problem. And it's a problem worth trying to solve. The term midlife crisis is that it's communicating the wrong thing. And as a result, it is a conversation ender, like every time it's used, which sucks because it should be a conversation starter. So how did we get here? Well, the term was coined in 1965 by a psychoanalyst who was obsessed with creative geniuses, and he was specifically obsessed with why so many of them seem to flame out creatively really young, which is crazy because that's not what midlife crisis means at all now. You know, it's very possible that this term is just a misnomer, which is an inaccurate or inappropriate name. But hey, lots of things are misnomers. Chinese checkers are not checkers. They're also not from China. Koala bears are not bears. But these terms, they stick. We get used to them, and the literal meaning of these words tends to fall away most of the time. And if there's no problem, it's not causing any distress, then there's really no point in changing them. But what about killer whales? Aha! There's a misnomer that's actually doing some harm. But here's the thing, it's not just humans. A 2012 study on hundreds of great apes found that they experience these life dips too. So it's a natural expected phenomenon, not just a factor of our crazy lives and our environment, but probably of our biology. My question is, why does it have to be a crisis? I mean, we know what a crisis is, right? Does this have to be so extreme? I mean, look, we're all different, right? We're unique, every one of us. The dips that we experience are going to be different too. For some people, maybe it's just a phase where perhaps you're a little bit more reflective than normal, but otherwise fairly normal. Some people do go off the rails, as noted, but most people, of course, are going to fall somewhere in between, which makes sense, because that's what our lives are. We sail across these oceans of waves, right? There's highs, there's dips. Some are bigger than others. And at any point, we are just on the trajectory of a wave. Look, maybe when we are in a dip, that's a good time for us to ask ourselves a series of questions. Questions like, who are we? And what do we stand for? Can we embrace what makes us unique? And maybe most importantly, who do we need to be talking to? And what do we need to say to them? Because now I'm developing a couple of theories about people. The first is that whether you realize it or not, you could be going through a midlife crisis right now. The second is that even if you are, it could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Killer whales are not whales. They're dolphins. Your funny bone is not a bone. It's a nerve. A midlife crisis is not a reason to end a conversation. It's a reason to start one.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Los Angeles, California. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx UCLA. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening. And see you tomorrow.